in your closet late at night, and that little creaking sound, and you think you see a shadow in the corner. Yeah, that's me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror.
Greetings, listeners and viewers. I might look familiar to you, I might not look a little familiar to you. My name is Meat Hook Jim, and with me is Donnie Shank Dorsey Hoover.
Hey, how's everybody doing out there?
We're here to introduce to you a new podcast. It's called Wrestle Horror. It's a little bit of wrestling, it's a little bit of horror, and it's a whole lot of fun. Donnie came up with the idea. He asked me to come on board and be a host for this. So we're going to talk wrestling, we're going to talk horror, we're going to talk a little bit about everything. Donnie, tell them what we're going to do.
Oh, man, we got a nice kind of concept here, an idea. The Wrestle Horror is basically, we both have passions for wrestling and for horror and for the haunted attraction industry. So what we're going to do here is we're going to share our knowledge. I have a good amount of professional wrestling knowledge. I own my own promotion here in Columbus, Ohio, New Ohio Wrestling. And Meat Hook Jim, he's been involved in the haunt industry for many, many, many years. And we both dabble. He dabbles in wrestling. He's my ring announcer, and I dabble in haunt. I do a little haunting. I co-owned a haunted trail and this and that. So what we're trying to do is we both want to get on here, share some of what we know in the haunted attraction, wrestling, horror industry, as well as bring guests on to where we could learn from them as well. We want to sit them down, pick their brain, talk to them, get to know them. And whatever we can pick up and learn, and everybody out there as well, then that's just a win-win for all of us.
Absolutely, Donnie. That's the primary goal of this podcast. But let me tell you, there's going to be more than that, because we're going to talk to these haunt people. We're going to talk to these wrestlers, get a little bit of stories on the road, just a little something to break up everything else and find out maybe a different side of pro wrestling. Isn't that right, Donnie?
Oh, yeah. We're going to try to dig deep and learn stuff. We also want to talk to wrestling promoters, not just wrestlers. You know, we want to talk to referees. We want to talk to ring announcers, play-by-play people, people that just set up the rings that work behind the scenes. And something that's really hard to find that I'm learning is there's not a lot of wrestling promoter knowledge out there. Something you can't just go and Google something about wrestling promoter and buy a course and learn how to do it. You know, it's a skilled trade. It's something you have to be involved in, and you've got to basically, I'm kind of learning as I go. So I want to get more involved in that too. Get some wrestling promoters on here, pick their brains, you know, see what we can find out the right way, the wrong way to do some stuff to help all of us wrestling promoters and stuff out there as well, or people that's looking to maybe do it. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff in the works, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have some fun with it. We're going to learn a lot, and it's going to be a good time.
Well, definitely with the promotions and the haunters, they both work hand in hand, Donnie. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
As far as, you know, working together, everybody should be working together for the betterment of the industry. Fighting doesn't accomplish anything.
Absolutely.
On the wrestling side, promoters should be working together to make pro wrestling better. On the haunter side, the same thing. Haunted attraction owners, work with other haunted attraction owners. Make it better. Fighting does nothing but tear it down. We want to elevate both businesses. And, you know, Donnie knows the wrestling. I know the horror, and vice versa a little bit. Let's make something of this. We're going to give you guys some tools. We're going to get some information from wrestlers, from promoters, from haunters, from haunt owners that is invaluable. So you need to stay tuned and listen to what's going on here. We have special guest hosts on a random basis. One of them would be John Orlando, who's a walking encyclopedia of pro wrestling. Mm-hmm. We've got our wives who do women in wrestling and horror. You know, it's women of wrestle horror. It's going to be interesting. So there's a lot for everybody. Wouldn't you say, Donnie?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And just like you touched on, you know, this is a podcast of learning and of fun. But I agree 100% in wrestling and in the haunted attraction industry, helping each other out, learning from each other. There's no one right way to do anything. You know, there's no one right way to run a promotion. There's no one right way to be a pro wrestler. There's no one right way to run a haunted house or a haunted attraction or create a haunt character. There, you can do it multiple ways. So yeah, the goal is to come on here to maybe, you know, drum up some new ideas, to have maybe some friendly debates on what works, what doesn't, and pick up ideas from each other, work together, you know, maybe help each other out when we're able to. That's the goal here, is to help both industries grow in a positive way and learn as we go to make the both industries as good as we can.
100% camaraderie.
Absolutely.
Regardless of the business. And we love them both.
Oh yeah. And I'm, like I said, I'm actually excited for this, the Women of WrestleWhore, because that's kind of, it's also like a sort of an untapped market right now, because, you know, women and men both, you know, they both get treated sort of equally, more so now than before, but there's still a difference and there's still some discrepancies about it. So the Women in WrestleWhore is going to be fun for me to be involved in, so I can listen to them and learn from them as well. Like the promoter side, I'm excited about as well. Because there's, like I said, there's not one right way to run a wrestling promotion. And there's a lot of promoters out there that have their own ways that they do stuff. So it's going to be fun to pick brains and talk to people and try to come up, you know, with new and different ideas to, you know, to help everybody out there.
Well, you know, there was, I forget the philosopher, it's way back in the day, but they said you really only stop learning when you're dead.
Absolutely. I'm a firm believer. I try to learn something every day if I can.
So there's going to be so much that we could offer our listeners, both sides, because, you know, for those of you that are going, wait a second, it's wrestling and it's horror. Mm-hmm. They come together more than you think they do. If you're asking that question, if you're a dyed in the wool pro wrestling fan, you get it. Mm-hmm. But for those of you that aren't quite sure or are in the younger generation, this is how it works. We're not asking you to choose a side. We're asking you to be open-minded. Look at both businesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if you look at it, like you said, they're one and the same pretty much. And just like you, just for an example, if you go to a horror hound convention, you know, you go to horror hound convention, you see horror stuff, you see, you know, haunted house stuff, you know, you see all this stuff, but you also see professional wrestlers there. You know, I went to a horror hound convention in Chicago, near Chicago, out around Indiana, actually. And Ric Flair was there. You know, they're like all kind of different wrestlers are at these horror conventions and haunt conventions now. So, I mean, yeah, it's they're kind of, they have their own uniqueness about them. They're a weird and outside of the box genre from normal thinking, the way of people think. So a lot of people don't understand the haunt industry unless you're in it or you're involved in it. A lot of people don't understand really the wrestling industry and behind the scenes of all that unless you're involved in it. Like the brotherhood, the camaraderie, the family atmosphere that's created. Both industries are the same. You know, there's a wrestling brotherhood that is out there. And also from me starting to get more involved in the haunting, there's a haunt family atmosphere where everybody's, you know, helps each other out. And it's just like one big happy family, you know, that we have our moments like everybody else and every family. But, you know, in general, it's a one big happy family. Same with wrestling. You got your brotherhood, you got your family. And you don't find that a lot in a lot of industries. And I think that makes these two industries unique.
They do. And I've got to agree with you as far as, you know, going back to the conventions and the wrestlers, I've had the pleasure of meeting Angelina Love of the Beautiful People from TNA Impact, as well as, and this was a big one for me, I got to meet Sting. I had been waiting for, I've been following Sting his entire career, and I got to meet him finally last year or year before last, and it was just like, I had to stop from fanboying, but not as bad as my wife fanboyed when we met Kurt Angle. She couldn't talk. She was a stuttering mess.
Oh, yeah, I could see Chris doing that.
Well, Kurt Angle is her absolute favorite wrestler, and, you know, getting to be right there, and we've got the picture, but, you know, and then I had Kurt Angle do a birthday greeting for her, which she about passed out on because he was talking directly to her.
Nice.
As well as Angelina Love. She did one for when I actually proposed to Chris when we were still boyfriend and girlfriend, and I asked her to marry me.
Oh, very cool.
So pro wrestlers are real people, folks. They're kind of cool. You know, they could be the person, the guy or the girl next door. Pro wrestling is a show. They're regular people just like you and me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and like I said, the great thing about this podcast is we're both going to be doing genres that we both love. We both love wrestling. We both love horror and haunted attractions. And so I'm really looking forward to this new adventure. It's going to be great. Like I said, I've been involved with pro wrestling off and on since 1997. I started training as a wrestler in 97. And I went through that and worked around the Midwest a little bit, up into Canada a little bit. So I do have some in-ring knowledge, and I've owned professional wrestling promotion, New Ohio Wrestling. Me and my wife, Terry, started that in 2015. Just started from the bare bones ground up, and we're going day by day. So, I mean, I do have knowledge behind the scenes as well as in the ring. But you know, like I said, I'm always learning. I'm always picking people's brains. I reach out to other promoters. I'm going to have a couple good ones come on here that have a lot of knowledge later on in the season here. And just like with you in the horror, you know, you've been in the horror many years. You're one of the four of the Big Scary Show, which in my opinion is one of the biggest and best haunt podcasts in the country.
Thank you.
You guys do very well. You're very knowledgeable. And, you know, I look to you guys, you know, I look to Keith Newsom as a big haunt mentor of mine. And so I look to all you guys to learn haunting, because I have developed a love for haunting, and I'm learning day by day. I've got my new character made that I was excited about last year. I finally broke him out and had a lot of success with it. So, you know, like I said, I'm going to be, you know, wide open taking notes when you guys are talking your haunting, and I'm going to be asking questions just like everybody else. You know, if anybody else has questions, they can put it down and email us or get a hold of us somehow, and we can ask the questions for them as well. So, but yeah, I'm really excited for all of this. And yeah, if you want to let them know your background in haunting and podcasting, you've been on podcasting for a long time too. So you have experience in both of those genres.
I do actually. My haunting, I mean, that's a gray area, because you've got to decide, is it when I started haunting professionally or when I started scaring people?
So my haunting experience started when I was about, well, I'm going to date myself, and I'm going to say a half a century ago, 50 years. I know, I get it. I don't look 54, but I am. I was 4 years old, and I started scaring my mom, and I thought it was just the funniest thing. You know, mom always reacted. And, you know, I think most of the time she did it just so I would laugh. But you know what? That's okay. It kept nurturing my desire to scare, because I didn't know at the time. Mom, as far as I knew, I was scaring the crap out of mom every time. So, you know, it grew with that. I've always loved Halloween. I made a Gene Simmons costume out of a crappy sweater and garbage bags 1 year. And I used, get this, for clown white, I used zinc oxide. I didn't know about clown white, so I got what I could get. I would do little yard haunts to scare the neighborhood kids. You know, I'd have a flying ghost come down a fishing line or something like that, or I'd sit and scare them with the candy bowl. Always loved scaring people. Couldn't watch a horror movie, but you'll hear about that in another podcast later on. This podcast just later on. but as I got older and in my early 20s, I got with a friend of mine, my roommate, and we started doing a Rocky Horror Shadow Cast. And if you know what Rocky Horror Picture Show is, I don't need to explain anything. But I played, primarily I played Eddie and Dr. Scott. Because you can see, back then, Eddie had hair. Well, Eddie still used a wig because he was thinning, but I still had some hair, which is great for Dr. Scott.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of times I actually did play Frankenfurter, and yes, ladies, I can walk in size 13 heels. I've done it for 2 hours straight. That is not pleasant. I don't know why you do it. After that, a little bit of a hiatus before I came up to Ohio. I started working back in, I think, 2008 at Kings Island Haunt. And I was even training people then, which is where I decided to open up Unknown Scare Actor LLC as a training class. And I've trained haunts. I've done training at national conventions like Midwest and HauntCon. I've trained at places like Scaratorium, Stillwell Manor. I've trained at Backwoods Oddities, Fear Fair. I did a training class at Fear Fair once. I've trained at haunts, Springboro Haunted Hayride, Brimstone Haunt. I've done some training at the Dent Schoolhouse where I worked for 4 years as the dean. So I've done a bit of training, and I know how to get the best out of somebody and how to make you scare. And that's just it. It's almost an inherent thing. It can be taught.
Yeah, you and Chris even came up to our Trail of Tormented Terror and did a training class for our people, which is real good. Everybody got a lot out of it.
We did, not to forget you guys or anything. I was running with it, and that just happened.
Oh, yeah.
But Trail of Tormented Terror, I loved that class. So on top of that, now after 4 years at the Dent Schoolhouse, which was 6 years ago, here I am running my own business called Mall, which is a traveling actor troupe. I've got probably 25 people on staff, and we travel around the tri-state, including, sometimes we go to Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky. Now, we'll go any place people want to see us. And I'm excited to announce that, even though I haven't posted this on Facebook yet publicly, it looks like Maul is going to have a booth at HauntCon in New Orleans in January 2020.
Very cool.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. It's going to get our message out there, because not only can Maul, help you with actors, but there's a couple of people on staff, myself included, that have years and years and years in the business, and we can be consultants. So I also do voice work. So there's a little bit we can offer anybody. All you have to let me know is, hey, we need help.
Yeah, ironically, that's how me and you kind of connected and hooked up.
It is.
Yeah, we just didn't even know each other until a year or so ago.
Right.
And the quick story on how that happened is I went to the Midwest Haunters Convention. It was last year, actually. And I had never been to a haunt convention before. It was my first one, so I was pretty pumped about it. And I'd had this wrestle horror concept, and I knew I'd wanted to do a podcast. And my buddy Mike Newsom, he raves about Big Scary Show all the time. He listened to every episode, and he always puts you guys over and talks about how great it is. And we were talking about it as we were walking down the vendor aisles. Uh-huh. And he was like, Big Scary Show's here. He says, I'm not sure which ones are over there right now at the moment, but he's like, they got a booth here. And I was like, oh, where at? He was like, I want to go introduce myself and maybe pick their brain on some podcast knowledge. Cause like I said, I'm always trying to learn.
Right.
So, I took off and left them, and I went around the corner and I saw your guys' vendor booth. And ironically, I just walked up to you and introduced myself, and, we got to talking, and then I introduced myself, told you who I was, and then I had a wrestling promotion and here in Columbus, and you started telling me about how you had a love for wrestling. And, we just started going back and forth, and one thing led to another. And now, one of our ring announcers for New Ohio Wrestling. You're helping me with podcasting, which is, one of your fortes. We both love haunting. We both love wrestling. It's like a perfect mix. And so it's kind of ironic how that just happened like that. Like it was kind of meant to be to do that and meet.
I agree. Serendipity at its finest.
Mm-hmm.
When Donnie told me he had a wrestling promotion, it's like, and I did. I told him, I said, I always wanted to be a wrestler, but I'm a little too old, a little too out of shape for it. However, you need to teach me how to take a couple of bumps.
Yeah, we can get you in there. You might not like it once you do it, but we'll get you in there.
Well, I want to get a little more involved, so I'm willing. If I can take a bump, I want to take a bump just for fun.
Right.
Just to say I did it.
Yeah. Well, there's always the fair in August.
Right. But anyway, when he told me about that, I'm too old and everything to do anything. He said, what about ring announcer? Can I be a ring announcer? He goes, yeah, we can make you a guest ring announcer. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I sucked my first time out. I did. I wasn't happy with
you
it.
You didn't
at all.
Do that bad. You got on there and did it. That's the first thing, is getting in there and doing it.
Well, and you know, I'll tell you what, Queen Amy, she was great. Mm-hmm. She really was. I didn't lose that part of it. Actually, I think I sold that part of it pretty well. Mm-hmm. I just didn't project like my voice can do, as you can hear me. I've been doing podcasts for 7 years now, but after the first show, I was okay. And when the second show came, it all came out. And then the Arnold, God, I lost track of how many matches I announced at the Arnold.
Oh yeah. That's a long weekend.
So, you know, I absolutely love what I'm doing for New Ohio Wrestling, for Maul, my haunt acting team. And I don't think I'd trade it for anything.
Yeah. I say that's one of the main things of life is, you know, doing what you love, being involved in your passions. And that's what we're trying to do here. We're both taking our passions for haunting and horror and wrestling and just mixing it all together into one podcast to where we can have some fun with it.
So let me throw this out to the listeners, the viewers, because this is simulcast. We do video and audio every week, correct?
Yep. Yep. Okay. We're going to be on YouTube and all over social media in video and audio form.
Right.
And we're going to be transcribing it and putting it in as like a blog post too, if you're a blogger and a reader.
Right. So we're going to hit you all three ways. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you're brand new, and obviously everybody that watches or listens is going to be a brand new listener or viewer, and you've got an idea that you want to send to us, what email address can we get? Do we have an email address I can send that to, Donna?
Yeah, you can send anything and everything to wrestlehorror@gmail.com. That's going to be our main catch-all email so we can keep track of everything. But yeah, like he said, if there's a question you guys have, if there's a topic you want to discuss, if there's a person you want us to try to get that's right. Reasonable. I mean, we can't, you know, call Hulk Hogan and get him on here, but, you know, somebody that's reasonable that we could try to get, just, you know, let us know. Give us some ideas. We have ideas of our own. We have a big format laid out. And, yeah, anything you guys want to learn or come up with, let us know, and we'll see what we can do for you.
Yes, please do. Email us if you've got any suggestions. Now, don't be brutal because we're new. Even though I've got experience doing this, I haven't done the whole video thing yet. So me being the host and everything is kind of weird for me. I'm a co-host, and you don't hear me much on my other podcast. I do the production. Mm-hmm. But I'm starting to fall into this host thing here, and I'm starting to enjoy it. I let Donnie do the meat and potatoes. I'll be the voice if I have to.
We can switch back and forth, you know. Like I said, we're both learning as we go, and we'll get better as time goes on, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. We're co-hosts here, and I'm hoping that I hope this podcast really reaches out and touches some people, and I know that sounds corny, but that's what we're trying to do. We want to get listeners, want to get people involved. We want to make both businesses better. Mm-hmm. That's what we want to do. Nothing more, nothing less. Listen to us. You know, have people listen to us. If you like us, have them listen to us. If you don't like us, let us know why. Let us know how we can improve. Mm-hmm. Now, the first couple of episodes are going to be introductory, so don't get brutal. But this is our first intro. Then we're going to have an intro with one of our guest hosts. And then, mm-hmm. and then we're going to have an intro with the ladies of Wrestle Horror.
Yep.
Before we get into the podcast. So, you know, just deal with the intro so you know who everybody is. And once we get past that, we've already got a wrestler lined up for our first interview. I'm not going to tell you who it is. You're just going to have to wait and see. Probably on episode 004, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, should be 4. Yep.
Yeah. 001, 2, yeah. Yeah. Episode 004. She's big in the indies. That's all I'm going to tell you. You'll have to figure out the rest of it. So, you know, positive feedback, criticism, let us know. Please. That's mm-hmm. how we can make a better product for you.
Yep. Let us know what we're doing right. Let us know what we're doing wrong. And we'll, you know, tweak it as we go and make this work. And right. Speaking of the podcast itself, what we're planning on doing is releasing an episode once a week, every Monday. So every Monday morning, we'll probably come out with a new episode, and we're going to do it in a kind of a different way. We're going to separate basically topics into weeks. Like the first week will be, we'll talk about a wrestler or wrestling. or, you know, what it takes to be a wrestler, that kind of thing. The next week we could talk about, you know, be talking with a wrestling promoter about the promoter side. You know, so you have 1 week of wrestler side, 1 week of promoter side. Same in haunting. We're going to do 1 week to where we talk with the haunt actors and the, you know, the people involved with haunting and prop making and, you know, stuff like that. Next week, we'll talk to the people on the backside, you know, like the haunted house owners, like well, prop making would be fit in there, set design, you know, that kind of thing, like the workings of a haunted attraction. So we're kind of learning from both sides of the fence on both genres. So, you know, we'll have that. And then we'll also, like Jim mentioned, we're going to come out with the Women of WrestleWar concept, where our wives are going to sit down like we're doing with us, and they're going to come at us from their woman's perspective and give us a little insight on the women's part of haunting and the women's part of wrestling and stuff like that. So it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, we're going to have different topics and, you know, coming at you. And if it grows down the road and we start coming up with more content than we know what to do with, we may separate podcasts and do a wrestling podcast and a haunting podcast. We don't know where this is going to lead us. We're just going to start out right here doing it this way and see how it goes from here. But that's generally the concept. Every Monday, a new episode will come out, and it's going to be either wrestling or haunt or horror related. We'll probably have some horror film talk too. So, yeah, it's all kind of exciting things coming at you.
Now, if it's horror related, not just haunt related, just so you guys know,
right?
Sometimes I try to get to some of these horror conventions.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can, I'm going to try to get some horror celebrities. We've done it with Big Scary Show. So there's no reason why I can't try to do it and get maybe a celebrity every once in a while on this show.
Mm-hmm. I kind of lump horror and haunt in the same industry, but I know a lot of people don't. But in my mind, it's all scary stuff. It's all the same, you know.
Well, it is, you know. It can be. We can get, you know, I know plenty of people in the industry we can get in. But, you know, everybody gets tickled over a horror icon.
Oh, absolutely. I know I'm going to.
I know Kane Hodder. If I catch him at a convention, I'll get an interview.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's my guy there. I got a choke pick with him, and that was like the highlight of my haunting life was when I took that picture. And that was kind of funny because I didn't realize he really grabbed you up like that and like legit choked you.
Yeah, he did the same to me.
Yeah, I met him at that the Horror Hound or at the Indianapolis convention, and I just kind of bent down. It's like, you know, I asked him, I said, hey, can I get a choke pick? And he's like, yeah, sure. And so I got down on one knee thinking he was just going to like put his hand there. Ooh. And he like snatched me up. So in the picture, my eyes are squinting and I'm like, yeah. And it was like legit reaction because he was like really choking me.
he was not messing around.
No. And I thought it was great. I was like, holy crap. Like, I didn't think you really choke people.
Oh, he does. He warned me. He says, you know, I choke people. I said, okay.
No, he didn't even warn me. I just asked him for a choke pick, and he was like, yeah, sure, and just, like, grabbed me. I was like, holy crap, which I'm a big Jason fan anyway. That's my guy, so that just made it even better, you know.
So, yeah, we're going to try to get a couple of those on here every once in a while too.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not as much as the haunt side, but they all kind of mix together, like Donnie said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And really everything, the look at some of the wrestlers nowadays – and I'm not talking about necessarily WWE or even AEW or Impact. I'm talking about the indie scene.
Yep.
Look at some of their wrestlers. This is just a natural thing. I could throw out names all day long.
Mm-hmm. A lot of great talent out there.
Yeah. Shotzi Blackheart, hailing from the Black Lagoon. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Wrestle whore.
Right.
Rosemary from Impact.
Mm-hmm.
Great Holly, interview.
Yep, Holly Dead.
Holly Dead. Mm-hmm. Our first guest, who I'm not still not going to say. Allie, you know, great interviews. My Big Scary Show interview with Rosemary and Allie, Demon Bunny, went almost an hour. It was one of our highest rated shows.
Mm-hmm.
Most downloads. I mean, it was just amazing the amount of downloads for that show. And they were great. I mean, it was a catch-as-catch-can interview, and we went for quite a long time. Wonderful guests. If you're another podcast out there and you have the opportunity to interview them, do it.
Mm-hmm.
They are great. We're working on some other ones in the future. oddly enough, even though I'm the horror person, I've been working on getting wrestlers lined up, because I know I can just call a horror guy and say, hey, I need you to do a podcast.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have plentiful. We're going to be plentiful in the horror department, haunt department.
Absolutely. So we're working both hard to make sure we've got enough in the wrestling side. Mm-hmm. And speaking of wrestling, we've got a show coming up in August, don't we?
Yep, August 2nd and 3rd at the Ohio State Fairgrounds. It'll be our first time there. Mm-hmm.
11 matches on the card Saturday night. I looked at it.
Yep. Friday, we're just doing a two-hour show just to kind of get warmed up. So it's going to be 5 matches on Friday. And then Saturday, we're going from 7 to 11, and we got 11 matches booked. A lot of big matches, a lot of action is going to be going on. We're going to definitely be turning some heads and getting some attention at the fair.
And I'll be announcing at least a couple of those.
Yep, you'll be there.
Depends on how many other announcers show up. I'm going to kill them all. Dave Kitches can just go home.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know if Dave's making this one. I think it's only going to be a couple of you.
What about Mike? Is Mike Knapp going to be there?
Yeah, I think Mike will be there Saturday.
Okay, he can go home too.
Yeah, so I think it'll just be you two on Saturday, you and Mike.
Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah, well, JR's wrestling, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yep, he'll be making his new Ohio wrestling debut.
Ooh. So
he can get multiple choke slams now.
I still wanted to choke slam him one day.
Yeah,
one day I will choke slam. what else, Donnie, before we close out here? I mean, we've gone well over our time limit, I'm sure. Because we try to keep it listenable, but not dragging your day out.
Right, yeah. Yeah, the goal is between like 30 to 45 minutes per episode. Just right. Something that's easy to consume when, like, a drive to work or sitting at work or working out or walking or whatever, you know,
right.
Whatever you want to do. But, I think we covered the basics. We just told, you know, we told them who we are, when we're going to be on. We're excited for what's to come. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm really looking forward to everything that's planned.
I'm really excited about this. Ever since Donnie and I sat down and talked about it, it's, you know, I thought to myself, should I do a second podcast? Absolutely. I think this is exciting, and it's a new opportunity to get myself out there, as well as Donnie and New Ohio Wrestling and everybody that comes on the show, mm-hmm. out to a national audience.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're hoping that's going to happen. But, you know, it takes time to grow. So you guys, you listeners, you viewers, you're the ones that make it happen. Mm-hmm. If you like the content, let people know. If you don't like the content, let us know. We want to make the best show we can for you. Mm-hmm. So before we close out, Donnie, and I know we're getting long-winded here, give them all the social media things. Yep. I'll have a thing at the end of the video with all the addresses, but go ahead and give
sure.
it to
them. Sure, yep. All, pretty much everything we're on is the you know, at Wrestle Horror, or hashtag Wrestle Horror. Facebook, we have a Facebook page, is Wrestle Horror. Twitter's at Wrestle Horror. We're on Instagram, and that's at Wrestle Horror as well. And we also have the YouTube channel. And if you just go to YouTube and type in Wrestle Horror, you'll find our channel there as well. And then, we also have a LinkedIn page. If there's any LinkedIn people out there, you can go to Wrestle Horror there as well.
I wouldn't have expected the LinkedIn page, but okay.
Yeah. You got to go everywhere you can.
Right, right. Maybe we should get a Snapchat.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know how to do Snapchat, but we can get one.
Well, you know.
I have my daughters, so we'll do the daughters of Wrestle Horror and let them do that.
I don't know how to do Snapchat either. That's for the kids.
Right.
But it's big. Anyway, thank you so much for getting through our first episode. Let us know what you like. Let us know what you don't like. Don't judge us too harshly. Wait until episode 4.
Then heck with that. Let us have it. I don't care. Let us have it. It's the only way we're going to learn.
Let us know. Okay. I'll digress to my partner. Let us know. Let us know what you think. WrestleHorror@gmail.com.
Yep.
And Donnie, we'll see you on the next one.
All right, my man. We'll see you. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Peace out.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets. Facebook.com/WrestleHorror. Instagram @WrestleHorror. Twitter @WrestleHorror. On our YouTube channel, The Wrestle Horror Channel. Also, you can find us at www.russellhorror.com.